Hello and welcome to the Candid Moments with Maritim. Chase the Monday blues with Samawati Monday, get through the week with Waki Wednesday, and wrap up with Friday Fun Day. Grab a snack and juice and let's get chatty. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
I know you're here for your psychiatric evaluation because the court recommended it, but I would like to get to know you so that we can have a good analysis and a good report for the court, right?
Okay.
Are you willing to cooperate with me?
Yes.
So could you please tell me a few things about you, your full names, and why you're really here?
My name is Brian. I'm here because the court told me to be here. Because she filed a lawsuit complaining I pulled a gun on her.
So you don't think you should be here, Brian?
I don't think I should be here.
You don't see Maybe. Anything wrong with your actions? Tell me.
I didn't do anything wrong. The gun was empty.
But you pulled something that could potentially be harmful to her, irregardless if it was loaded or not. That was something harmful, so you don't think that was wrong still?
Mm-mm.
Why would you say that, Brian?
Actually, what she did was more harmful. She pulled the trigger.
Could you tell us more about that? How did she end up with the gun?
I gave her the gun. I was trying to keep it safe. I was trying.
It's okay, Brian. Just tell me you're in a safe space. Why did you give her the gun?
I was trying to keep it safe. So I gave her the gun, hoping that she'd keep it safe, but then she pulled the trigger. Only to find it was empty.
So I can only imagine the face that she had at that moment was disappointment and scare, because she was afraid.
Oh, no, the face she had when I pulled the other gun, the loaded one.
No, wait. You had another gun?
Yes.
So what you're trying to say is you had two guns. Yes. One was unloaded and the other was loaded.
Yes.
What was the thought behind this? What were you thinking at that time? Like, what was the thought process behind this, Brian?
I was so mad at her. I was so mad at her, but at the same time, I was trying to keep myself from harming, from causing any harm to her. So I went with an empty gun.
What was the other loaded gun for?
I always have a loaded gun.
Is it licensed? Laughing. Is anything funny? Could you please not touch that? Could you please keep your hands off that? Please keep your hands off that. Thank you, Brian. Thank you. Why was it loaded?
Well, you never know. There are always demons lurking in the shadows.
Okay. Does this explain why you have a very beautiful accessory on your wrist, by the way? You know, you don't expect everyone to be carrying around cuffs as bangles everywhere around, you know?
Thank you.
You actually feel zero remorse for what you did. Do you know the jury?
I actually do.
Yeah.
Well, like,
what are you sorry for? What are you specifically sorry for?
The cops had to waste their time to come and put these cuffs on me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've actually listened to your songs, and I would say you're actually a really good musician. I like what you do. You're a really good artist. I like the classical vibes of Throne. I mean, it gives me the throwback.
Why, thank you.
But now, don't say thank you yet. I have a few critics on No Lies, that song that you recently released. That's your latest song, yeah?
Yeah.
It has some disturbing things that I have to point out. I managed to get the lyrics online, and Brian, B-Mix. That's what you call yourself, right? B-Mix. So let me actually address that character. B-Mix.
Yes.
This is what your lyrics say. Am I going to go step by step, huh? I know my thoughts. This is the first verse. I know my thoughts are getting loud, and that's okay with me. Probably needed to see a psyche and get done with it. And you're here, right? You're seeing the psyche. You actually foretold your own story without you seeing it. Or did you see it? You probably saw it. We don't know. Let's see. The third line is, I'm getting so impassionate with feelings, I'm ahead of it. Slowly losing patience with these faces like a head and knee. I could tell a lot from there, but I'm just going to go slowly pass through that. And the second is saying, getting numb. Real numb, real slow. The fire in the belly of my soul on the low. I can feel the embers of the fire getting old. Trying not to let go, still losing hold.
Yeah. I get what you're trying to say.
You get what I'm trying to say, huh? Yeah. And you can actually feel where I'm getting at, because I don't think this psychiatric evaluation is not fruitful. I feel like there's something they're getting at. The jury recommended this, and you know what the jury said?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what the jury said, do you? Let me just read to you a few things that the jury said about you. You might have heard what they said about you when they were giving the final verdict, but the report said...
What did it say?
As much as you had a clean track record and that you had no record of crimes, yet you seemed like a train that was already off track. Anyway, it was just a matter of time for you to explode, just like a ticking time bomb. What do you have to say about the jury's report?
Oh, they're right. Oh, they're so right.
Mm.
You know, I'm like... It's just a matter of time. You can hear the tick and the talk.
But the thing is, there's something else I need to point out. B-Mix.
Mm-hmm.
B-Mix, on the witness stand, I'm going to remind you something that you said about this lady who you call Sunshine.
I'm refraining from calling her that. I don't want to call her that anymore.
But you called her Sunshine. Yes, what does Sunshine remind you?
Yes, she's Sunshine. She's... I don't want to remember.
Tell me what she reminds you of. Just
tell
me. I don't
want to remember.
Tell me. Tell me what she meant to you.
She was my Beyonce. Mm. She was the Beyonce to my Jay-Z.
Mm. Would you like for me to make it more clear for you? Would you like me to remind you what you said at the witness stand? Let me just do that. You said, she left me in a black rage of confusion. You said she had taken an oath, and this were your words. You asked her, would you die for me? And she said yes, willingly, without no hesitation. And you said that was too easy. You told her to be careful because she shouldn't say this all thoughtlessly, because desire becomes surrender and surrender becomes power. And when she agreed to being with you, she noticed this possessive nature. And
she couldn't handle it.
And she couldn't handle it. Would you tell me why a human, normal human being, would not handle some jealousy, some possessiveness? Do you think yours was over the top?
Well, I wouldn't say it was over the top. I just didn't want her to associate with other people.
Do you think that's
healthy? I
wanted
her to be all mine.
Do you think that's healthy? Normally, do you have friends at work in your musical industry? Do you have friends who you associate with and have fun and just link up with?
Oh, yes, I do.
She's not allowed to have the same?
Oh, yes, she's allowed to. Yes, yes.
Where did she cross the line?
How would you take it if she started treating other people the way she treated you?
You couldn't take it, huh?
No. The way she treated me was meant to be mine only and mine alone. She can't treat me the same way she treats everybody else, and she can't treat everybody else the way she treats me. She has to know that. Oh, she has to know that.
So, you were raised by a single mother, right?
Yeah.
But I understand there was a change sometime when you grew up. Tell us about that.
Well, I was raised by a single mother. To some extent, I was raised by a single mother. My dad was around, and at some point later on, my grandmother started raising me. And she basically has been looking after me for quite a while now, after my mother traveled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how was it being raised by two strong women? I would put it that way because from what you had told me before this session, they were quite firm.
Yeah.
Quite firm with their opinions about men.
They're all very, very strong women.
Yeah.
Very strong women.
But what's their view about men?
Well, it's sad to say that all of them have been hurt by men. And to some extent, they are in sort of ways bitter towards men. And it seeps out of them without them knowing.
Subconsciously.
Subconsciously. And, or maybe it's not subconsciously. Maybe I can just pick it out. I don't know what. I just pick it out. There's subtle ways you can pick it. You can see it through the body movement. You can see it in someone's reaction. In the minute body movements. You know when you like stab somebody?
No, tell me about it.
When you stab somebody and their first reaction, what do you think is their first reaction?
They would scream, I suppose.
No, the problem wasn't.
I wouldn't know because you were talking about your mama and your grandmother. But do you think that if it affected how you were raised and if your perception of women was affected by how they raised you and how the bitterness seeped into the environment that you were raised in?
Well, to some extent, I can say I've grown up in an environment, to summarize it all, in an environment that views men as quite the lawbreaker, always messy, always at fault. Men, apparently, you in our generation, in our days, in our days in time, men are just trash. Like, I don't think men can be good.
But
like, really.
But why? How would you explain your clean track record till now? Because you've been quite an ambitious young man. You've had 2 successful songs, but now your last track was actually a prophecy of what has happened to you. I don't know what to expect from the next track, but now that you have a 6-month detainment, what would happen? What would your dream be, or what would you do about your dream to become the top charting, like, Billboard rapper?
Well, you know, the only thing I can do is that. I can do the one thing that I can only do.
And what is that?
I can't quit. I can't quit.
You can't hear it.
Like, basically, I can't quit.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no way I can quit. I have no other option. And it's not mostly that I don't have any other option per se. It's that I don't want to quit. And I can't quit. I don't know if that makes sense or it doesn't. But you ever find yourself restless? You can't sleep. Sometimes it bothers you. You can't even think straight. You can't even do shit because basically your mind is just too clouded.
So, I've heard you. I think you have a lot of wisdom, but there's a lot that I think Sandy is holding you back. And the moment you realize that she wasn't the world to you and you would just go chasing after your dreams, I wish I would give you, because we have 1 more session left. You know that, right? The court recommended 2 sessions within this 6-month detainment. Yeah. And this is only the first one. And the second one is going to be after 3 months.
Yes, I do.
I would like to give a positive result. Why are you laughing like that? I'd like to give a positive result at the end of this. Because I want the best for any young person walking into my office. The accessory on your arms don't look really pretty. They don't go with your skin color.
Well, actually, I think they kind of blend in. It's silver with brown.
It's just silver. It doesn't go.
Brown kind of does it for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you have to tell me as we end the session?
Well, I really hope next session I will still have it all together. I've been trying to hold it in.
What have you been holding in?
The voices.
What voices?
They keep saying.
The talkers?
Yeah. They keep talking.
What do they say?
They say quite a lot. They're always making noise, always shouting. They say, stop. You're just kidding yourself. What are you even doing? Is that even music you're making? What exactly are you doing? Huh? Pretending to be an artist? Go get a life. You're just a poser.
What are you gonna tell the talkers?
Well, I don't mind them, actually, really. I like them.
Is there any message that you want to tell them?
Well, if they're gonna keep shouting, why not make sense anyway? if they're gonna keep shouting,
okay,
why not make sense out of it instead of just shouting? Make sense out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I say no lies, I really made no lies. So I lie, yeah. Oh, I'm getting weak and tired of all these goddamn lies. So I lie, yeah. Ooh, yeah. When I say no lies, I really made no lies. So I lie, yeah.